It's Morning Edition on 90.3 WCPN. Good morning. I'm Amy Eddings. The Cleveland Warriors are an amateur football team in Northeast Ohio made up of police officers, prison guards, and first responders. But some black team members have recently left the Warriors. They're upset because they say for years, leaders intentionally hid the identity of a controversial member of the team. IdeaStream's Matt Richmond reports. Down.
At practice Saturday morning, a handful of young and middle-aged white men wearing helmets and shorts ran through passing plays at an indoor sports complex in North Royalton. And standing on the side of the field were five black men, former players on the team and local activists from Black Lives Matter Cleveland and New Era Cleveland. They came out early Saturday morning to protest the presence of one player, Timothy Lohman, the former Cleveland Division of Police officer who shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice in 2014.
I'm in pictures with this guy. I'm playing football with this guy. You know how my family would think of me?
Randy Knight left the team earlier this month. He says he had no idea he'd been playing with Lohman. He found out from a clerk at a sporting goods store. And Knight says he believes the people running the team intentionally hid Lohman's identity.
That's not a recognizable face, you know. Everyone else is called by their last name. Everyone else, Sullivan, Knight, everybody else. But when it comes to Timothy, they call him Tim or Timmy.
Team leadership at Saturday's practice declined to comment for this story. Follow-up calls the day after practice were not returned. Local prosecutors never charged Lohman for a crime in the killing of Tamir Rice. The Department of Justice recently closed its investigation into the shooting without bringing a civil rights case. Knight says six people were kicked off the team after objecting to Lohman's presence, all black and under the age of 33. At Saturday's practice, team members called the police, and Knight and the activists moved their protest outside.
By Timothy Lohman. Are you protecting Timothy Lohman?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know who Timothy Lohman is?
I'm new to the team.
Everybody has amnesia, man.
Lohman wasn't out on the field practicing Saturday. Knight claimed his truck was in the parking lot. A Warriors roster from 2018 posted online lists Lohman as an offensive lineman and member of the Cleveland Police Department. What bothered Knight and other former players most was how members of the team who knew who Timmy really was kept Lohman's identity hidden.
It wasn't like no hard feelings towards him or nothing like that. It wasn't like no anger or nothing.
Bijan Walker played on the team since 2013. His long tenure added to his surprise about not being told sooner.
We took a lot of team photos with him, like what if those pictures was to the surface or, you know, to be shown somewhere, and then a lot of angry people in the community we live in and they were to see.
The black players approached team president Bill Sofranco about Lohman's presence. League rules require that players are active duty first responders. Lohman doesn't meet that requirement. The Cleveland Division of Police fired Lohman for lying on his job application. According to Knight, Sofranco's response was he thought the players knew who Timmy was. Then he claimed Lohman was leaving the team, but he remained. Sofranco declined to comment for this story during Saturday's practice and didn't return calls the day after practice. Another player who's left the team, Patrick Sullivan, raised concerns about Timmy's identity back in 2019.
First thing he said, like, he been through a lot since that happened, and this all he got, football is all he got, and he been through a lot, and it eats him up at night. I said, Bill, what about the family of Tamir Rice? Like, that eating him up every day.
Lohman is still contesting his firing from Cleveland Division of Police. His case is awaiting a hearing in Cuyahoga County Court of Common Pleas. Matt Richmond, 90.3 WCPN.